here talking to you today. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about the Holy Spirit. Say the Holy Spirit. Say the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Lift up your hands, everybody. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up these souls before you. Every soul here, I lift up before you. Every soul, I cover all with the blood of Jesus. I cover all with the blood of Jesus. I cover it with the blood of Jesus. I cover every soul with the blood of Jesus. I cover every soul with the blood of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and love, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and love, thou art welcome in this place. We're going to sing, thou welcome in my life. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in my life. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in my life. Omnipotent Father of mercy and love, thou art welcome in my life. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in my home, in my marriage, in my children. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in my home. In my home, omnipotent Father of mercy and love, thou art welcome in my home, in my situation. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome. Convict us, help us, bless us, quicken us. Holy Spirit, I hand over this service again into your able hand. Come and touch every life. Touch every soul. Touch everybody. Touch their situations. Touch their marriages. Touch their jobs. Touch their businesses. Touch that challenge, O God, and turn it around. For you are the God who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ever ask or think. Father, touch us, O God. Touch us with a fresh touch. We ask for a fresh anointing. We ask for a fresh anointing, O God. Fresh grace. Fresh grace. Fresh grace. Ask for fresh grace, O God, for everyone here. Lord, turn that impossible situation around. Make a way where there is no way. We ask for miracle. We ask for miracle. We ask for breakthrough. We ask for salvation. We ask for promotion. Touch our wives. Touch our husbands. Touch our children, O God. Touch our families. Touch our hearts. Turn us around. Turn our business, turn our jobs, turn, oh God, our treasures around for you. Turn us, oh God. Oh God, do something new. Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life. Today, do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life today. Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life today. Do something new in my life, something new. In my life, something new. In my life today. Amen. God's a good God. The Holy Spirit. Everybody say the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost, we all know, is the third person in the Godhead. We have God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The three are one. There are no three gods. There is only one God. Amen? Amen? Just like you are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. Amen? Amen? So you are not three, you are one. You are three in one. Amen? You are a spirit. Everybody say, I am a spirit. I have a soul, and I live in a body. Again, I am a spirit. I have a soul, and I live in a body. Amen. This body belongs to planet Earth. When you and I die, those who love us, if we stay in the house after being dead for 4 days, they begin to run away. It belongs to planet Earth. Amen. But your soul and your spirits belong to the spirit world. When I die, my soul will leave my body and cling to my soul. My soul will leave my body, come out of this carcass, and step out. Amen? Isaac, Joshua, John, and Elion will take care of the body. If they don't take care of it, that's their headache. I'm gone. And when I get to the presence of the Lord, if I am a Christian, I will make heaven. If I'm not a Christian, God forbid, they will make hell. Not you, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So there is a spirit. You have a spirit. You are a spirit. Amen? Amen? You are a spirit. What did I say? You are a spirit. You are what? A spirit. You have a soul and you live in a body. You are not just flesh and blood. You are a spirit. You have a soul. Your soul is the seat of your intellect, your will, and your emotion. Your intellect you use in thinking. Your will you use in making decisions. Your emotion using feeling. Amen? That's the way God has made it. And what the devil normally possesses is the soul, which is the seat of the intellect, the will, and your emotion. That's why stubborn children are stubborn people. You tell them something, they don't take it because the devil has taken hold of their soul. Amen? But when deliverance comes, bam! It breaks open their soul. They begin to receive the engrafted word. What now happened? Their soul will begin to lean towards the spirits. Amen? Because the Spirit of God will not minister to you, the Spirit to your body. It will minister to your soul. And when your soul receives it, your body begins to align. But if you are the carnal person, if you only care about yourself, what you eat, what you wear, what people say about you, then you have a bag of flesh. Your soul is weak. When God is ministering to your soul is not available. Your body takes over. That's why the Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 6, Romans chapter 8 from verse 6, 7, and 8. It said the carnal mind is enmity against God because it cannot comprehend the things of God. Carnal people don't receive things from God. When they receive it, sometimes it doesn't last. The devil comes and yanks it away. Is this clear to us? Carnality leads to death and destruction. God's a good God. Amen? Amen. God's a good God. So the Holy Ghost, when he comes, it goes into your spirits. Amen? And then you become a new creature. Hallelujah. Before you become born again, the Holy Ghost with you, will be pursuing you. Give your life to Jesus. Oh, he is the best thing. You will not go to hell. The Holy Ghost will pursue you. He will be with you. He will be walking with you. And one day you say, well, I really need to accept this Jesus. After he has convicted you, you accept Jesus. The Holy Ghost now goes inside of you. You now become born again. Amen? Are you hearing this? Now, you begin to struggle, to move, to do the right thing. Then as you grow. You become more stable. Amen? Then when it's time to do work, and you begin to ask God, empower me, you now go for the infilling of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost now comes upon you. Amen? The Holy Ghost comes upon you for work, not just for the goosebumps. I saw some of you enjoying the anointing this morning, which is good. The Holy Ghost comes upon you for work. Amen? So before you are born again, the Holy Ghost is with you. When you become born again, the Holy Ghost is in you. And now that you are born again and you are hungry for God, praying in tongues and growing, the Holy Ghost is what? Upon you. to overflowing. Hallelujah. It will help you to avoid sin. It will help you to love people that are unlovable. It will help you to obey God. That's what we want to talk about today. As we go into the house fellowship, I love it. Opportunity to invite souls into the kingdom of God. You cannot do without the Holy Ghost. Amen? Your education will not help you. Only little. Amen? Your beauty will not help you. The only thing, the only power that can help you is who? The Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I thank God for your lives. You say you are enjoying the prayer line. How do you think it's coming? It's by the power of the Holy Ghost. And during this, my God, I have since I started this prayer line, 1st of January to yesterday, some scriptures I've never seen in my life. As seriously, the Holy Ghost just bring them out. As I'm praying, the Holy Ghost just bring them out. Whew, take that down, take it down, take that. And before you know it, a whole prayer set of, my goodness, I'm so surprised at myself. You hear what I'm saying? How is it happening? By the power of the Holy Ghost. People are telling me how they are healed, how they have been delivered, how peace is now in their home. Some people tell me now they don't have bad dreams. How? By the power of the Holy Ghost. Is it because of me? No. I'm not that good, boy. I have weaknesses too. You understand? It's the anointing in your life that makes the difference. Do you think I ever get angry? Yes. Don't try it, baby. I'm human. Exactly. But when the Holy Ghost comes, it stabilizes me. It stabilizes your life. And you can operate in the things of God. Hallelujah. So you need the Holy Ghost. Tell your neighbor, say, you need the Holy Ghost. Tell your neighbor, say, I know you already have him. Tell him, say, you need more. You need more. You need a new touch. A new touch! Hallelujah. We all need fresh anointing every day. Yesterday's anointing is not enough. Yesterday's food will not do you too much good. Is that not so? We all need that fresh anointing. So when somebody is making you angry, you say, you hold it. When something is going, you know, it's out of control, you hold it. Say, God, I invite you in. The Holy Ghost will take care of everything. Do you know why? When the devil tried to take over the world and God was angry and wiped out the whole world suddenly, after wiping out the whole world suddenly, God commanded water to surround the whole earth. And then the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, moved on top of the water. Did you read that in your Bible? Yeah. The Holy Ghost is a policeman. When he moves, who can move? No. When the Holy Ghost moves, who can move? That's why we need more of him every day. You need to be filled with the Holy Ghost, with evidence of praying in tongues. Hallelujah. If, when the Holy Ghost is in you and you pray in tongues, even if the devil tries to come around you, the heats, the divine energy that radiates from your being will drive them off. Is this clear? As you read the word of God, it will throw more illumination. As you love people, you find yourself loving them more. Amen? As you forgive people, you just forgive them. Whatever you do in the Holy Ghost, always come out to be the best. Hallelujah. Jesus could not do without the Holy Ghost. He lived for 30 years without the infilling of the Holy Ghost. I repeat, Jesus was not filled with the Holy Ghost until when it was time for ministry. Amen? The Holy Ghost was in him. The Holy Ghost was what? In him. But when his time for ministry came, he went to John the Baptist. And as soon as he had his baptism, what happened? The heavens opened and a dove descended upon him. And then God said, ho-ho, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. And the devil ran after him and for 40 days was tempting him. And at the end, he thought Jesus would fall. And I said, hey, baby, you are hungry. Yum, 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 yum. Don't you know that bakery, that bread, the one they make in Pasurama in New World Street? He must have taken the fresh bread and brushed it along his nose. I said, Jesus, don't you just want a piece free of charge? Jesus told him, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Jesus was telling the devil, hey, there's another bread that I live by, the bread, the word of God. Amen? How did Jesus overcome? By the Holy Ghost. Amen? We are fasting for 40 days. This is baby fast. We are fasting. 40 days. You eat by 2 o'clock. My own stomach, around 12:30, choir practice are happening here. I just silence them, fake them with water. At least they last for another 10 minutes. Jesus fasted for 40 days. Did you hear me? 40 days. And he didn't do it in the comfort of his bed. Where did he do it? In the bush. Don't try it, people. If you are not asked to go to the bush, don't try it. Amen? The devil might send a python towards you. Don't try it. Amen? Do you hear what I'm saying? Don't be that holy. If you are not asked to do it, don't do it. Amen? Even though it's in the Bible, don't do it until you have heard from the Holy Ghost. Amen? He said, they shall what? Handle serpents and shall not bite them. Try it. Did you hear what I'm saying? You must be led by the Holy Ghost to do whatever you have to do. So as we go into this house fellowship, you must be a prayerful person. Those of us who went in training, how many minutes a day should you pray? You can remember. You are blessed. You are blessed 90 times. Every day in Jesus' name. 90 minutes at least. You have to pray. You pray for the people. You pray. You can't do that kind of prayer by yourself alone. Amen? Have you ever tried to pray before? When I started praying those years, I'll take my Bible and kneel down. I love to kneel down in those days. No more. As I just carried the Bible. Oh, let me tell you a secret. You want to hear the secret? 2-3 days ago, on the phone line, after everybody has finished, and I started saying, praise you, I love you. I started hearing, somebody was on the phone and fell asleep. So I'm not alone. So you need the Holy Ghost to help you, amen? The guy was just snoring. I was laughing. I don't want, the person may not come back if I say, hey, hey. So I just quench the phone. Yes, that's who we are. In our weaknesses, God will sustain us. Amen. You are laughing. I could be you. Maybe the person is here. Let me look where I know. I don't know. The Holy Ghost will help you. The Holy Ghost will do what? Help you. You got to call on him. The Holy Ghost is a person. Amen. Just like you call on God, you must call on the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, help me. Amen? Holy Ghost, go to work with me today. Holy Ghost, I'm going to talk to my daughter, talk to my son, talk to my husband, talk to my wife. Help me today. Amen? I'll show you a passage in the Bible. I can't remember. I think it's Isaiah 59:19. It says, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will do what? Raise a standard against him. Is that clear? Amen. The Spirit of Lord will always raise a standard against your enemy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We all need the Holy Ghost. We all do what? We need more of him. We already have it. We need more of him. More of him. If you have the Holy Ghost, you can love people better. When you have the Holy Ghost, you love God. You can love people better. It's true. You will love the unlovable. Although the devil will try to mess your brain out. Because in the house fellowship, people, you quarrel without your neighbor when he parked his car wrongly in the front of your house. Now he's your candidate for heaven. You got to love them, amen? Begin to show love to your neighbor now, amen? So those of you that raised your hand, please begin to wave. When you come out of the car, somebody just say hello, even if they didn't answer, see, greet them. Begin to prepare the way so you can harvest their souls in. Amen? You are saved, sanctified, and someday you are going to stand before God. What are you going to present before God that you did on earth? Are you just going to say all you did was deliverance, devil got out of your life? Oh, no, you have to have a prayer. You have to have something to present before God. Amen? God even made it clear in his word, don't come to the house of the Lord how empty-handed. You can't come into the presence of God without presenting something. I'll give you the testimony again. It happened. Archbishop Idausa was the founder of the church my wife and I attended, and he was the one who wedded us. He died a couple of years ago, very mighty man of God. And a man also gave his life to Christ later. This happened about 3 years ago, 2 years ago. This man died. When he died, he got to heaven. Guess what? Idausa was the one waiting for him at the gates, according to this man. Now you hear what I'm saying? So when he came, he said, Idausa said, you came alone? No, so like Africa, we play boys, and also he just kicked, come back. And he said he fell back into his body. They were already going to bury him. He started shaking, everybody ran for their dear life. He was running from heaven, people were running from it. There was two running going on. So the man was shaking. Wealthy man, multi-millionaire, businessman back in my town. So this man started talking about Jesus. Can you imagine? He abandoned his million. took the Bible and started telling people about Jesus. Hallelujah. So you cannot come to God empty-handed. Stop hating your co-workers. Stop hating your people in your community. Love them. Amen. Pray for them. Hallelujah. Pray for them. I found out one good way the Holy Ghost taught me, which I'm also inviting you today. People that don't love you, pray for them. Amen. When you pray for them, that bitterness goes away. Amen. If you have a stubborn and rebellious child, daughter or son, pray for him. Pray for her. Amen. It will help you to stabilize your relationship with them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You cannot do without the Holy Ghost. You cannot. You cannot. The power of the Holy Ghost and the preaching of the word. The purpose of this message is we cannot do without the Holy Ghost in our lives and ministry. Amen. I'm sure a lot of us are in this ministry right now. And those who enjoy it in the tri-state is because of the move of the power of God. The aim is we should invite the Holy Ghost. We should dwell on the Holy Ghost every day. Our main text is John 14:26. I'm going to be very fast for the sake of time. It says, "But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." Amen? That is John chapter 14, verse 26. But the Counselor, Jesus, when he was on earth, was also a counselor. He said, "If I do not go, the Father will not send you another counselor." Now, Jesus is gone. Jesus is no longer here. The Holy Ghost is in charge of the church today. Is that clear? Amen? We don't pray to Jesus. We pray to God. You know that. We worship Jesus. We do not pray to Jesus. We do what? Worship Jesus. And we pray to God in the name of Jesus. Did you hear me? That's a good guy. All right. So the Holy Spirit, let's look at the Holy Spirit in the life of Mary and Joseph. Let me just give us a breakdown. We already know it. Check, write this down. Luke chapter 19, verse 29 to 56. 29 to 56. There, the angel told Mary, "You are going to have a baby by the power of the Holy Ghost." Amen? Amen. By the power of the Holy Ghost. She received it. But as a young girl of about 16, 17, I don't know how old she was. Young girl, the mother would not believe her. The husband-to-be did not believe her, but the angel told her, "Your cousin, who they said was barren, is also pregnant." Guess what? She went to meet Elizabeth, and as soon as she greeted Elizabeth, what happened? The baby in Elizabeth's baby, in Elizabeth's belly, jumped. Is it belly or what? Whatever, you know. Jumped, and she got filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. And that empowered that lady more. She prophesied. She said, how was Mary able to bear the shame by the power of the Holy Ghost? Amen. How did Joseph get convinced that he should marry Mary when he wasn't responsible for that baby? It is by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You need the Holy Ghost to convict you. Just like some of us, we want to give tithe. We don't want to give tithe or give offering or something. The Holy Ghost say, "Go and give it." Hey, the Holy Ghost just reminded me that there's a ministry I'm supposed to sow something to. Thank you, Lord. I will do it. The Holy Ghost will remind you of things to do. Hallelujah. So the Holy Ghost was in the beginning with Mary and Jesus was born. Let's also look at the life and ministry of Jesus. Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. When Jesus was being baptized, as soon as he was dipped into water and he came out, what happened? The heavens opened and the Holy Ghost came upon him. And the Spirit right away drove him to the forest. It was the Holy Ghost that drove him to the forest so that he can be tempted by the devil. Why? The Holy Ghost will sustain you in your training to work for the Lord. The Holy Ghost will sustain you in your hour of trial. Amen? I remember what I passed through 2011. My God, let's not talk about it. How did I survive it? By the power of the Holy Ghost. I faced death twice. Thank God for saving me. I thought I was doing the right thing. That was the dumbest thing I've ever done in my life. It can never happen again in Jesus' name. Amen. John chapter 5, verse 19. He also made it clear there that of himself he can do nothing. All he does, all he says, what he hears his father say is what he does. Like when I was standing out to talk before you, this message till about late yesterday afternoon, I didn't know what to preach. I've exhausted my teaching series. Holy Ghost, what do I do? Things, ideas started coming on in my mind. Then the Spirit of God told me, the Holy Ghost and the preaching of the gospel. Is this clear? I went to the computer, search it out, and here we are. So the Holy Ghost will guide you at all times. Seek his face. Amen? Pray in tongues. If you are not filled with the Holy Ghost, let me know. We will organize another Holy Ghost baptism clinic, and then you can be filled. Even those who have been filled, you need a fresh touch. Amen? God's a good God. God is a good God. John chapter 14 verse 10 says, don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The word I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Amen? It is the Father that lived in Jesus doing his work. How? By the power of the Holy Ghost. As you go out into this house fellowship, as you go out to talk to your neighbors, your co-workers, the Holy Ghost will be doing the work in you. That's why you need to pray. When he gives you a word, just speak it to that person. Amen? Never forget, you cannot convert anybody. It is not your responsibility to convert people, but it's your responsibility to tell them. It's the duty of the Holy Ghost to convert souls. When he reaches them, he will convert them of sin, of righteousness. You can tell me the third one. Of judgment. Thank you, my brother, because I forgot. Of righteousness, of sin, and of judgment. It's the Holy Ghost that can convict somebody. You cannot convict or convert anybody. As you pray, the power of God will move through. Just like it's the Holy Ghost that delivers us from demonic oppression. Amen? We lay hands in the name of Jesus, and the power of God booms it, zoom, and take it out. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witness unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the utmost part of the earth. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. It is the Holy Ghost that does the conversion. We all remember in Acts chapter 2 verse 1. It says, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Read that whole chapter 2 to 3. And there was like a sound of a mighty rushing wind. And it landed on their head like tongues of fire. And these disciples who were hiding, what happened to them now? They came out boldly and started what? Preaching. The wonderful thing is, they were preaching. That time was the Feast of Pentecost, harvest. All people from the whole world were in that place, according to the Bible. And people heard them speaking in my dialect, in your dialect, in English, in India, in Bangladesh. Everybody heard. They said, what is wrong with these people? Are they drunk? Then Peter, listener, said, from what they said, he started preaching. He said, hey, you guys see what's happening to us now? Somebody's thinking we are drunk. We are not drunk, baby. We are just being filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. And this came because you killed Jesus and the gospel was preached. Who can remember how many people gave their life to Christ in one day? 3,000. How did it happen? By the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen? By what? By what power? By the power of the Holy Ghost. Peter, John, James, all of them were afraid and scared because the Jews were probably looking to kill all the disciples so that everything about Jesus would be gone. They hid. But when the power of the Holy Ghost came, they came out to the public and started preaching about Jesus. You can't do God's work without the power of the Holy Ghost. You need a fresh touch every day. Amen? The fresh touch every day. The Holy Spirit empowered Jesus during his temptation. We already know that. I told us the Holy Ghost, when he came upon Jesus, the Spirit of God drove him into the forest and the devil. You know, when Satan sees the light, what do you think will happen? He'll be attracted. He wants to find out what is happening. He tempted Jesus and Jesus was free. Amen? Jesus used the word of God against the devil. How did he get it? By the power of the Holy Ghost. You need to be empowered. You need empowering by the infilling of the Holy Ghost every day. Acts chapter 19, verse 2 to 6. They heard about some people who have heard about Jesus. Then they now asked him, have you received the Holy Ghost? The people now said, oh, we've not heard anything about the Holy Ghost. Then in whose baptism were you baptized? Said, in the baptism of John. Then they now told them about Jesus and then they laid hands on him. And the Bible says they were all filled. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost also commissions. The Holy Ghost also commissions. That means the Holy Ghost will choose you and send you out. Amen? My God, I pray there will be no two people like me who fought God. I fought God every way. I refused to preach the gospel. Life became hard. Then, when it was time to leave my nativity, my country, and move into the world, I fought God so hard. I fought God. The ministry I had there was growing and exploding. I had over 2,000 people. I had 4-day cares. Things were going beautiful. And the Holy Ghost said, move, move, move. I said, no. Move, move. Money was coming in. People were being blessed. Church were being blessed. Guess what God did? God took my job. Bim! On a Thursday. That weekend, we had convention. Then, on a Monday, bam, God took my house. You understand? I was no job, no home. The Holy Ghost took it. And a few weeks later, I found myself in England and I cursed God out. Thank God, God does not have a written address. I would have been an Okada there, honestly. I newly got married, 3 children. I newly got married. My daughter was 3 years. Joshua was 1.5 years. Well, just enjoy my marriage. God said, move, move. I said, God, no, no, no. But God's word will always last. Amen. The Holy Ghost will make you move in line with your destiny in the name of Jesus. Amen. I thank God I'm enjoying it today. Amen. God's a good God. I also told God when I was there, I'm giving you my own life testimony. After some months, my wife would come and greet me, stay for 3 months and go back. Then one day I lay on my bed and I was looking at the ceiling. I said, God, who are you anyway? Who are you? Just kill me. Why did you take me away from my wife? Why did you take me away from my children? Are you not the one that said, two shall become one? An angel appeared to me and said, oh, God needed your attention. I said, is that why? And the angel disappeared. I said, now I have my attention. What do you want? Praise the Lord. God knows what he wants. I don't know what God wants. I'm still looking for what God wants today. God's a good God. Your life must be changed today in the name of Jesus. Amen. You must make up your mind to serve God in the power of the Holy Ghost. In the power of the Holy Ghost. Not in the power of coming to church or being a church member. No, 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 no. In the power of what? The Holy Ghost. That's why in this ministry, I don't organize any ceremony to welcome any newcomer. All people are welcome to stay. Amen? God's a good God. The Holy Spirit will commission you. He will send you out. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20. Everybody has anointing. Amen? We all have the Holy Ghost in us. You cannot become a Christian without the power of the Holy Ghost. No, you cannot. Because the Holy Ghost that will convict you. Amen? It's the Holy Ghost that will convict you. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20 says, but you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know the truth. Amen? God's a good God. God is a good God. The Holy Spirit will teach you. He will remind you. The Holy Ghost will teach you. He will what? Remind you. The Holy Ghost is the best teacher. Even when you forget, it will tell you what to do at the right time. Amen? Sometimes we pastors will prepare a message. We are very excited. We are going to preach it. You just get to the pulpit. The Holy Ghost says, change it. Change it. You spent maybe 8 days to prepare that message. He's my boss. I just obey. The beautiful thing is, as soon as you obey, his grace will just see you through whatever he wants you to do. Amen? God's a good God. So the Holy Spirit will also counsel you. Amen? In my life, I have never been confused. I said this. In my life, I've never been confused. Never. Except when I'm stubborn against God. But when I'm stubborn, I know it's my will that's prevailing. In my life, I've never been confused. In marriage, in children, no, no, no. I know what to do. Most of the time. How? By the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen? Because when things get tough, I go to my underground, and what do? Akabash. Zolomokoshike. Uzalabarabata. Mbekete, 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 mbokote, ukata, utokote, utokote. I go outside, I drink water. Search the scripture. Guru Guyaka. Before you know it, the answer will come. I never get confused. Is that clear? How? By seeking the unction and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. God's a good God. I can never be confused. No, I have the anointing on me. I get fresh anointing every day. Fresh anointing. Never get confused in life. No confusion. I know what to do. Amen? God's a good God. I know what to do even when I don't know what to do. I know what to do when I don't know what to do. And what I do is to pray. And the Holy Ghost knows everything there is about anything to know. Amen? He knows everything in heaven, in hell, what the devil is thinking, what's going on under the grave, what's going in the farmyard, in the mind of the manager, in my wife's life. Everybody knows everything. So why do I need to seek your face? No. I go to the Holy Grace, to the Holy Ghost, and laba-laba, whatever you call it. You pray, and the answer will what? Come. What makes us make mistakes sometimes is impatience. Amen? So you can do without getting confused. The Holy Spirit is the one that will convict sinners and make Christians out of people. Amen? The Holy Ghost is the one that will convict what? Sinners. Don't labor talking to somebody. You keep talking. You think the more you talk. No. Speak as the Lord leads you. Then go back to God and pray. Amen? What do I say? Go back to God and pray. Do like my wife used to do. That scares me about her. You know, when you newly get married, you want to be the boss, right? Don't go there. Don't do this. She's okay. When certain things happen, particularly when I'm wrong, she would just say, excuse me. She would go into the room and lock the door. When we newly got married, I didn't quite understand. You smell me, pray. I said, honey, he would just forget me. When I'm coming, she would be praying lowly. After she finished praying, my God, fire all over me, conviction. I said, honey, you went to pray again. Why didn't you just tell me? We could have settled it. The flogging of the Holy Ghost, you can't handle it. Amen? If the Holy Ghost flog you, you are roasted meat. Do you hear what I'm saying? So no matter the issue in your life, call on the Holy Ghost. He will what? Answer you. Amen? Your husband is giving you trouble. Call on the Holy Ghost. Your wife is giving you trouble. Call on the Holy Ghost. That stubborn child, that stubborn daughter, that's about son. Call on the Holy Ghost. Amen? Amen. It does not matter. They may think, call on the Holy Ghost. They will eventually be arrested. Amen? One day I did the deliverance for a lady here. This lady used to come to this church. It's not my church. It's our church. And as I did the Holy Ghost, I know that woman was a demon. I prayed. I thought she was really giving her life to Christ. So as we were going, she left my office. I saw the Holy Ghost took her and slammed her head on the wall. Bang! And her head tore open in the spiritual realm. Then I came out of my office. She looked at me and bowed down. I never saw that woman again. Why? She came with a wrong intention to destroy the works of God. And I'm so grateful that the Holy Ghost showed me how it disgraced her with my own eyes. Amen? The Holy Ghost will defend you. No matter who comes into your house, he will defend you. I gave us a testimony of a lady who speaks the same dialect with me. She came to this church. She was calling me. Oh, I want deliverance. Oh, I want deliverance. I've never met that lady in my life. So she came. She came at the end of the church service. She planned it. Then the Holy Ghost said, take her in. I took her to the office. Then I was going to do deliverance. The Holy Ghost said, no. One brother here, I won't mention his name. You know, I lay hand on him. The Holy Ghost said, lay hand on him. I lay hand on the brother, and the Holy Ghost said, tell him. Whatever I told the brother, he did. The brother's belly was a little bit oversized. So when he would say fire, the belly would move down this way. And the demon would move down this way. He said fire. That demon fell on the ground, was rolling. The brother was so excited as he's casting out the demon. The devil would say, fire, I would say fire. The Holy Ghost would say, bind. I tell the brother, say, bound. The Holy Ghost would beat this lady out, beat her. Thank God. Beat her up. Ho, ho, ho. It was too much. After beating her, the Holy Ghost said, it's finished. So he said, oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. She took her bag and ran for her dear life. He didn't ask for instruction on how to keep her deliverance. She just left. How? By the power of the Holy Ghost. The evil people may come into your home, but because you have given your boat to Jesus for ministration, the power of God will be in your house. As they step into your home, the power of God will fill them. Amen. Amen? Praise the Lord. God's a good God. So the Holy Ghost is the one that convicts. It doesn't mean such people may not give their life to Christ, but just pray as you are led. He will help you. God's a good God. The Holy Ghost will empower you. He will teach you what to do. He will help you to excel. When you call on the Holy Ghost to help you, He will always direct your footsteps. The Holy Spirit will assist you to build your faith. Amen? As you read the Bible, He will teach you. And as you understand, your faith becomes stronger. Amen. Jude 20. It says, pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in faith, building up your faith in the Holy Ghost. Amen. As you pray in tongues. One good thing with praying in tongues is this. It's so wonderful. Sometimes when I'm praying, little doubt is inside. I don't know what corner. I would like to pull it out. I'm praying, but that little doubt is saying, no. Then, after I finish praying, I say, amen, with the loudest, amen. But that little doubt is still here. Now, it may not happen. But when you pray in tongues, you don't know what you are saying. You can't get confused. The devil does not know what you are saying. He cannot stop you. Only God knows what you are saying, amen? And the Bible says the Holy Ghost knows the mind of God. So it takes on the mind of God, put in you. You now speak back to God exactly what God wants to say about that situation. Amen? And as you do that, more unction, more anointing comes into your life. Are you catching that? Very important. The power of the Holy Ghost and preaching. Number one, you need to be empowered by the infilling of the Holy Ghost. You need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Number two, the Holy Spirit will commission you, will anoint you, will empower you. Number three, the Holy Spirit will teach you and remind you. No matter what it is, the Holy Ghost will remind you of things to do, what to say. Number four, the Holy Spirit will counsel you. The Holy Spirit will do what? Give you good suggestions. Give you what? Suggestions. Number five, the Holy Spirit is the one that convicts sinners. You cannot convert anybody, amen? I pity young girls and young men who, when the young man wants a woman, if you say, come, let's go and do church inside the fire, they will go. Come, they will go. I've seen people who, because of they wanted to marry the girl, they go with her to church. After the girl is home and she's pregnant, he never goes to church again. Never. Also, I know of a family friend. This girl, beautiful Christian. You can't stop girls when they say they want to marry, even when you advise them. They go ahead anyway. He did everything, did her green card for her, for him. And after that, he said, let's go to church. Don't you know I came late from work yesterday? Before you know it today, the man does not go to church. You understand? But if she had listened to the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God would have told her, wait a little bit. Your man is on his way. He's just at a pain station. He's looking for the next bus. Just wait a little bit. Wait a little bit. The Holy Ghost will guide you. Amen? Thank God the Holy Ghost guided me and I have the best woman on earth today. The Holy Spirit is the Lord of the harvest. Amen? You are not responsible to make things happen. The Holy Ghost is responsible to make things happen. But how? By your prayers. Amen? By your prayers. Did I give you a phone? Did I call you this morning to come to church? I didn't call you. The Holy Ghost woke you up and you listened. Some people were called, they didn't listen. So the Holy Ghost is the one that convicts. The Holy Spirit will assist you in prayer. Romans chapter 8, verse 26 to 29. People, I will advise you, pray in tongues. You don't learn to pray in tongues. When hands are laid on you, you pray as the Holy Ghost will give you utterance. I laid a hand on a lady one day, recently, about 3 weeks ago. She's Baptist. She said, you say your tongue is not like mine. You say mine is achukutu, achakata, uchukutu, achakata. I said, sister, that's what God gave you. It doesn't matter. Her life changed, amen? Her prayer life changed. Her head changed. She calls me every day. Maybe you wouldn't remember her voice. She's the one who was giving us a good report about the lady who was sick on the phone line. You remember those at the beginning? Her life changed completely. She called the sister, I won't mention her name. He said, I read the Bible better now. Her love life improved, amen? The power of God can't come into you and your life will remain the same. Never. It's not possible. The Holy Spirit will assist you to build up your faith as you pray the word of God and pray in tongues. You must learn to pray the word of God. Like you do, see us do, like you see me do in the prayer line. I will never open up my mouth to say anything in the prayer line or anywhere except in the word of God. Is that clear? That guarantees it because the word of God can never fail. The word of God can never what? Fail. You should learn to pray with the word of God. Finally, the Holy Spirit will instruct you through fasting and praying. You need to learn to fast and to pray. Amen? You must learn to fast and to pray. And as you do, the Holy Spirit will assist you. If you need a copy of this message, give your email to my deliverance secretary and I will email it to you. Amen? And I just give you I like everybody to have it. You need the infilling of the Holy Ghost. My Temika. I mean, I know Temika is my able secretary. I yell on her, I scream on her. She's such a good lady. God bless you, really good baby. And the husband is coming very soon. Praise the Lord. The Holy Ghost, you can't do without the Holy Ghost. Amen? Stand on your feet. You need the power of the Holy Ghost. You need that Holy Ghost. Lift up your hands. I'm going to pray now. Those of us that are not filled with the Holy Ghost, I encourage you. I will lay, if you don't, sometimes everyone raise up your hand and say, Jesus,
Jesus,
I love you.
Jesus,
I love you. Father, I hunger for your spirit. Fill me now with the Holy Ghost, with evidence of praying in tongues. In Jesus' name, amen.